I'm gonna cut that. Because if my mom is still listening, she will die on the spot. Welcome to our explicit episode.
I feel like I need to talk in like a
welcome to One More Thing After Dark.
Do your sexy voice.
Welcome to I don't have a sexy voice.
You just like, did it.
Welcome to One More Thing.
Welcome to One More Thing.
I don't know why my sexy voice is Southern.
Imagine you had chill.
Hey,
welcome to
chill, not what? Cancer.
Welcome back to One More Thing.
Welcome to One More Thing.
Everyone should know that we're leaning into the microphone. Welcome back to One More Thing After Dark. My sexy voice is just me with like a little bit less vocal fry.
We bring you our... Mine doesn't know what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
It's really like, we're bringing you our explicit episode.
Enjoy these, enjoy these sexy
questions. So if you didn't listen to the non-explicit episode, we asked all of our friends to,
Our straight friends.
We asked all of our straight friends to, ask us uncomfortable questions or any question they've ever had.
Some of the sex questions were a little bit too much for a regular episode, so we've got
a nice little platter of a layout, a spread.
Why do we keep getting quieter?
We have a nice little spread of episodes for you.
Ew. This is the sex episode. The end. So here's our bonus question.
Well, do we have to talk in our sexy voices?
Fuck.
The bonus question.
For our sexy episode, the bonus question is...
Zia, leave me alone!
The bonus introduction question.
When did you first realize you were straight?
The moment that I realized I was straight was probably the Jonas Brothers.
Ooh, which one?
Nick Jonas. Duh.
Good answer.
Come on.
I realized I was straight in 2004, maybe? I realized I was straight when the first Lord of the Rings movie came out, so there you go.
Elijah Wood or Orlando Bloom.
Yep.
2001.
2001. It might have been a couple years after it came out.
I think I found out I was straight when I was 5 and I masturbated for the first time.
Wait!
Gabby!
When you were 5?
Wait, okay, yeah. Was it like full on?
Yeah.
To what? Or were you just like, oh,
to what's Mary Kay and Ashley movie.
What? Okay.
So it's the movie when they go to like London, I think, and they're on the boat, and all they do is kiss, but I was so turned
Mary
on.
Mary Kay and Ashley?
Yeah.
They kiss?
No, not the sisters.
Not each other, they're sisters.
They always have boyfriends in the movie, right? So they kissed, and I was like, oh wow, I'm feeling things. So I went into my room and I locked it. And my mom knocked and said, time for dinner. And I said, 5 minutes. And the funny thing is, I was grounded, so I wasn't being allowed to be watching TV. So she walked in on me and didn't realize what I was doing, but was more upset about the TV watching.
I think she knew what you were doing.
Yeah, I think she knew.
I don't know if a 5-year-old can just hide the fact that they are masturbating.
Well, I was... So it wasn't like the fingering. I was doing this thing that my mom called titsy fitting.
Wait, that your mom... Okay.
Start from the beginning.
So, when I was a little kid, like 5 to 8, I did this thing where I would sit in the chair and like rock back and forth. Uh-huh. And I don't know what the motion is or like what it stimulates, but...
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
Isn't that the whole, like, when, like, girls sit on, like, washing machines?
Well, similar, but not the same.
Washing machines is vibrating. But, yeah, that's what
But wait, I'm missing the part where your mom has a name for
it. And also that it's called tipsy fiddling.
Oh, really?
No, user said she called it tipsy fiddling.
Oh, no, she called it titsy fitting.
Oh, titsy fitting.
So,
excuse me.
She called it that because after I discovered Mary-Kate and Ashley and how good that made me feel, I started doing it, like, while I was doing homework and getting bored, and I'd be like, I'm bored, let me just start. I didn't know it was masturbating, but I was just like, this feels good, and then it would, like, finish. I didn't know what it was, but I was like, oh, okay, and then I would be relaxed. It was like a weird high.
Oh, and then your mom came up with a name for it.
Yeah, she'd be like, focus on your homework, stop titsy fitting.
I'm so glad.
That's why I'm pretty sure she didn't know what I was doing when she caught me on the television, because for, like, 4 years, and then one day we had the talk, and she told me what an orgasm was, and I said, I think I've already had one.
I've already had been having them several. Since five.
Never the same again, my mom and I's relationship.
Oh my gosh. Hi, Mom.
She's not listening. Great. Glad we started off with that.
Great.
Riley. Riles. I know what you're up to. What? I love Model UN. You get to talk about world issues and vote on stuff. Admit it. You want to get closer to Brian, and this is your ticket in. Am I missing something here, like a thanks for volunteering, maybe? Look, this competition is very important to me. It's not some play-to-play thing. It's a play-to-win thing. Chill out. I'm down with the whole peacekeeping thing. Fine. Fine. And if you go all the way to London and you don't ask Brian out, I'll kill you.
Robert, are you a top or a bottom? And second half of that, is that an annoying question for you to hear?
I'm a top. I wouldn't be opposed to bottoming. I just, like, isn't totally my thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an annoying question. It is and it isn't. It isn't an annoying question because you have to ask it all the time to everyone.
Oh, like, so you do,
like,
ask
when you're dating
people?
Someone, you're like, hello, like, are you a top or a bottom?
Well,
or
why do you use that voice?
Do you really ask it straight out?
Yeah, because if you're
if you're dating a fellow top, is that, like, a deal breaker?
Yeah, because then, like, what are we gonna do? Like, that can only go so far.
I'm learning so much
and
already.
I've dated people where it's like, oh, like, we have a lot of fun together, but, like, this isn't gonna work past just, like, us eating, so we have to just be friends or stop.
All right, great. Next question. Jay, is that question even applicable to you? If not, is there an equivalent?
No, it is applicable.
It is applicable.
Yeah, there are tops and bottoms in my world, but it's less, because in the, like, gay male community, you're usually only one, but for lesbians, it's mostly everyone does both. I've been in relationships where, like, it was always the same, and then I've been in relationships where it would, like, switch up.
So if you were dating, because you're a top. No, you're a bottom. Sorry. Yeah. I forgot.
Wait, can I clarify what this means in your sense of it?
It means very literally what you think it means.
Oh, okay.
But if you were dating another bottom, could you just, like...
Yeah. Well, because I have.
Yeah.
You know that I have.
Yeah.
I've told you many stories of what I have.
Where, like, if two bottoms that were male dated...
Yeah, yeah, I feel like it would be harder.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't be harder.
Do people switch off being tops and bottoms, or are you just, like, a bottom or a top?
Well...
Okay.
There is a stigma in the gay community that I want to snub out right now, and it's that everyone has to be verse, and I say no. There are multiple different kinds of verse. Being true verse is being... is getting pleasure from being a top and... bottom.
Okay.
Like, you are more than willing to take it however it is given. But then there are people that are verse tops and verse bottoms, who are people that prefer to top, but, like, will bottom if it comes down to it. Or, like, for the right person and stuff like that.
Okay.
And same thing for someone who is a verse bottom.
So being like verse bottom means I will go bottom, but I prefer top.
Verse bottom is, I prefer bottoming, but I will top. Like, I'm a bottom who is verse, so it's like verse bottom.
Got it.
And so, like, verse top is someone who tops,
but will bottom.
Like, is versatile.
Yes, got it.
And then there's someone who is truly versatile.
Okay.
And then there's top and bottom.
Yes.
And right now in the gay community, if you are just a top, it's, like, kind of looked down upon. Because it's like, well, if you're not willing to bottom, then, some guys are even like, then you're, like, still a virgin. Like, you haven't really, like, been fucked before.
Heard that.
To which I say, disagree.
Disagree!
The part that gets me is that it's never that for a bottom. Like, no one ever turns to a bottom is like, well, why don't you top? Like, it's,
oh,
it's
interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, so it kind of, it like, it sounds like bottom is, like, kind of, like, the lesser, the position, not necessarily lesser, but, like, it's bad to not bottom, but it's not necessarily bad to not
well,
top.
I will say, I'm kind of speaking ahead of myself. It's not that it's looked down upon to top, but it's people who are, like, only tops.
I see.
That are not verse tops or just versatile.
Okay.
Are not thought less of, but are just, like, people don't understand it.
Okay.
I don't really know how to talk about it other than just it's awful and I don't understand. What also sucks is when people assume, and I'm sure that this is even more prevalent in the lesbian community.
Yeah. Hey, sorry. I was checking my email.
Like, I've had a lot of guys be like, oh, really? You're a top? I thought you were a bottom. And I'm like, what? Do you think that that's a bad thing? Like, where did you get, like, what did I do?
Interesting.
And I can't even imagine what that's like.
Yeah, in the lesbian community, it's horrible because it's like, if you are even a little bit, like, masculine of center, then it's like, oh, yeah, you're a top. And, like, if you're someone who is masculine of center dating someone who is feminine of center, then it's like, it can be awkward because it's like, oh, like, no, like, yeah, I'm masculine of center, but I also don't want to, like, fuck you all the time. Like, I'm not actually...
Do lesbians have the same kind of thing where it's, like, top, verse, bottom, bottom?
No, because it's more common to be verse, because you kind of have to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's not really a way to... It's not as easy to get pleasure from topping for a lesbian as it is for a gay man, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot more common to do both, but there are people who will only do one.
Gotcha.
And everyone has one that they prefer.
That's interesting that, like, in the lesbian community, it depends. And with the gay community, there is, like, a strong...
Yeah. Well, I think it's because, like, in the lesbian community, sex is a little bit more, like, of a gray area.
Because it's all, like, rubbing and touching?
No! I hate when you say that!
One time he said licking and touching.
He did! And I hate it!
Jay?
Yeah?
I would like you to define sex to me between women. So, when you say you went home and you slept with a woman, what does that mean?
Again, I would say it's different for everyone.
Yeah, it is.
Oh!
Jay's constantly like, I had sex with this person. I'm like, but, like, what'd you do? And then she says it, and I'm like, you did not have sex with that person!
Who are you talking about in that situation?
I can't say. We're on air.
Who? Okay, sex to me is anything that happens below the belt.
Oh, that's a pretty, like, hard and fast line. I didn't think it would be that clear.
Just because, like, you know, it's anything, which this completely negates my previous answer, but it's anything that you wouldn't want to do, like, in front of other people.
So watch Glee.
Yeah.
This is so kind of a similar question, but when do you officially consider yourself not a virgin? Is it, like, the scientific way? Ooh. Or would you be like, oh, you went below the belt, you're not a virgin anymore?
Good question.
I'm going to say it's different for everyone. Not that this question's for me.
Yeah, it's different for everyone. I mean, for me, it was the first time that I had an orgasm with another person.
Oh.
Which happened to be the first time that I also did, like, other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, because I had, like, made out with people before and, like, done, like, a little bit of stuff, but it was the first time that I, like, really had an orgasm with someone and, like, had, like, an actual sexual experience.
Like a virgin, touched for the very first time. Like a virgin, when your heart beats next to mine.
Can gay men have missionary position sex?
I think, if I understand what it looks like.
Yes. Gay men can have missionary sex.
Great. I just do it. I don't know. I don't try to...
They can.
Guy on top of girl, and, like, their chests are touching.
Where's the girl's legs?
On the outside.
Oh, yes! Yes.
Yeah.
Because in my mind, I'm like, oh, well, that doesn't work.
Right. No, no, no. Yeah.
Actually, I don't think that there's a sexual position that straight people can do that gay men can't do.
No, I can't think of one. Because, like, straight sex is... penis
a few inches
in
away.
Hole, and so lots in common.
Yeah. Listen, straight guys, it's not that different.
Robert,
mm-hmm.
Have you ever had sex without lube?
Okay, let me just clarify. Without lube meaning without any kind of help, or without lube meaning without, like, a, like, lube?
Without, like, just, like, raw dog in?
No.
No?
No, it doesn't work. It's like trying to push a nail into wood without a hammer.
Ugh.
Like, it just doesn't work.
What's up with gay men loving boobs? That seems to be a thing.
I think it's an envy thing.
Okay.
I don't have it, but I know a lot of gay guys that are like, ah, yeah. And like shove their face in them.
Yeah.
Even drag queens with like the breastplates.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
never small or normal. No, they're always like... They're like cartoonish, which is a whole drag thing, I guess.
Yeah, you don't.
I mean, I didn't think you did.
I mean, when, I, don't like when boobs. I dated yeah. girls, I was a boob guy.
Really?
Yeah. Interesting. But it was mainly because that was something that was exterior that I could like play with on the outside instead of like being on the inside. Oh.
As opposed to inside of a vagina.
And I only dated girls with big boobs. Or at least what I considered to be.
Me too. That's not true. I agree with Robert.
Thanks, Jay.
Didn't cost a fortune neither. Didn't hurt my sex life either. Flat and sassy. I would get the strays and losers. Beggars really can't be choosers. That ain't it, kid. That ain't it, kid. Fix the chassis. How do you do? Life turned into an endless medley of gee, it had to be you. Why, tits and ass. Where the cupboard once was bare. Now you're knocking, someone's there. You have got 'em, hey, top to bottom, hey.
What is your least favorite stereotype or myth regarding lesbian sex? And then next to it, I just put scissoring question.
It is scissoring. Yeah, it's scissoring.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
Is scissoring real? If so, how do you do it?
Scissoring is not real.
Great. Well, if it's not real, then like, why is...
Yeah, where did it come from, Jay?
Why are there all the like jokes about it?
Because men are the ones writing the jokes.
Okay.
And they don't understand how one woman could have sex with another woman aside from like very traditional ideas of like what sex is.
Right.
And so it's like, well, they have to like put the penis and vagina together, but there are two vaginas. So they put the vagina and the vagina together. And it's like, well, yeah. And then they just kind of are like...
There's nothing like...
You're just hitting each other.
Yeah.
Jay?
Yeah?
This is a loaded question.
Oh, no.
Have you ever used a dildo? And this is the part where, again, I'm showing my lack of knowledge. But is that something that, like, only bisexual women would enjoy? Or, like, if you're a gold star lesbian, would you still enjoy a dildo?
Ooh. Good question.
I mean, I don't know if gold star lesbians enjoy dildos. I've never dated one.
Also, what is the difference between a dildo and a vibrator?
Dildo goes inside, vibrator just hangs out outside.
Oh.
Short answer, yes. Long answer, no. I've never used, like, a commercially available plastic phallic-shaped object.
Gotcha.
I have used other things that are similar shapes and sizes. That is something that definitely everyone I've ever hooked up with has enjoyed.
Okay.
It's not just for gold star lesbians.
Great.
Or it's not just for bisexual women.
So this is like a weird theory question. Why do you think men enjoy watching women do stuff with each other way more than straight women like watching gay men?
What? Because of ownership of the female body, men feel entitled. Robert?
I know a lot of straight women that like mm-hmm. gay porn.
Really?
Yeah.
I know a
not
lot of...
Not nearly as many as
I know a lot of lesbians who like gay male porn.
Yeah, you told me about this because it's a lot...
More realistic.
Yeah.
Because it's like... People who are gay are turned on by homosexuality. And because usually, like, gay male porn is with two gay men, it's way more realistic than, like, lesbian porn, where it's just, like, straight women kind of, like, pawing at each other. Mm-hmm. And so I know a lot of lesbians who, like, get turned on by what?
Is that why, like, women have cats?
No.
What?
She said pawing.
No.
Leah, in the first season, you had to help Natasha with a scene. And it was...
Delaria, how do you... Yes, I did.
Is that an impression of me?
That was me.
That was a little impression of me.
There's no coke. I'm definitely not coaxing this story out of you. Delaria, how do you bang, we're off to the races.
That's how she talks about everything. Very fast.
I would say, Delaria, how do you
And I said, because of course you're going to come to me for that. And I said, this is how you look for the car keys, look for the car keys, Judy Garland. Look for the car keys. Look for the car keys. Judy Garland. Joan Crawford.
All right.
Okay, there's definitely like lesbian and gay porn that involves lesbians and gay people turning straight people out. Is mm-hmm. that a real thing?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
100%.
Yeah. Right. Both of us have done it.
100%. Have yours been on purpose or just by happenstance?
Well, I mean, there are some people I've, like, hooked up with, and then it's been, like, I've hooked up with them, like, while they're in the process of coming out, or while they're, like, closeted but going to come out, mm-hmm. but I've only ever hooked up with one person who identifies as straight,
mm-hmm.
and it didn't really change anything, and it wasn't intentional. I was never like, I'm gonna turn you.
When you hook up with someone that is straight, Is it better or worse?
Oh.
Because I feel like yours, like, lesbian sex is a little more technical than two guys.
I like it.
Okay, like, lesbian sex? Or
that's my take. I like it. Yeah, I like hooking up with, like...
people that don't know what they're doing?
No, not people who don't know what they're doing. People who are figuring things out still.
Gotcha. With two guys, it's just, I need you to breathe a little bit more so you can relax and not feel like your ass is gonna, like, bite my dick off.
Have you seen the movie Teeth?
I have not.
Okay, we're just checking. It's a really good movie. Because when I was hooking up with someone who identified as straight, I liked it because it was the first time I'd ever, like, hooked up with someone for, like, a long time where she, like, got better.
Oh, okay.
You know? Like, the first couple times it was like, okay, I'm really doing all the work here. But then by the end, like, by...
you could, like, mold her.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I get it.
Yeah. But then by, like, what, 3 weeks ago, she was, like, better at it, you know?
Do either of you get even a little turned on by watching straight people have sex?
Yes. No. You do?
Yeah. But it's mainly because I think straight guys are hot. So, like, I'm never looking at the woman.
The only time I'm ever turned on by it is when it's, like, one of my, like, if I'm, like, very attracted to the woman. Yeah. And I'll just, like, cover the man and be like, oh. Mm-hmm. But not usually. Oh, actually, I'm changing my answer. When the woman is on top, yes.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
What kind of porn do you watch? Categories specifically. What porn are you ashamed of watching but do?
I'm into normal stuff, so I don't have, like, an ashamed porn. Like, if I think that if another gay guy saw the porn that I watched, they'd be like, yeah, like, same. When I go to watch porn, I'm not like, all right, well, let me, like, click on, like, this subcategory and get that kind of stuff. I have porn stars that I like, and I'll watch whatever they're in. Or, like, if something looks good, I'll be like, oh, like, let me see, and I skip through it. But weirdly enough, I always watch more of the, like, rising action.
Me too!
As opposed to, like, the actual sex.
Literally me too. I'll always be like, this isn't long enough. Doesn't look like there's gonna be a story.
Yeah.
Wait, like, the rising action before the foreplay? Yeah. Or the foreplay before the...
like, the story. Leading up to, like, how
they're having sex. I wanna know how they know each other.
Yeah.
Oh,
and there are a lot of, like, gay porn directors who, like, make movies. Not like, oh, they make, like, porn movies. It, like, starts out with, like, an opening credits, and there's, like, a voiceover, and, like, shots of a city, and, like, they get really into it, and so do I.
Yeah, I will literally be like, oh, this is only, like, 20 minutes long.
And I'm like,
I'm not gonna know enough about them. Like, I like to watch, like, a 90-minute film where they start having sex, like, 45 minutes in.
Yeah.
I wanna know, like, what kind of day it is, how long have they known each other, what is their relationship, like, what do they want from each other. Yeah. I need, like, story before I can start.
I also like, I don't know about lesbian porn, but I like the kinds where they, like, the director or whoever it is, like, interviewing them beforehand. Mm-hmm. Not to say, like, oh, is this gonna be fun? This is your first time. But just, like, when they talk and they're like, oh, yeah, we met, like, 3 days ago. We've had sex every day since. And, like, now we're gonna do it in front of a camera. I'm like, oh, well, like, you guys have had sex off camera. Like, that is attractive to me. Also, if they blow each other for too long, I'm out.
What is your favorite depiction of gay/lesbian sex? Could be, like, a film scene, a porn video that you love, anything.
Jonathan Groff's sex journey on Looking.
Oh.
Because he starts out as a top and then slowly learns, like, how to bottom and how to, like, really just, like, release yourself and, like, stuff like that. And the way that they depict sex on that show is really realistic.
Everyone's gonna roll their eyes, but I honestly think in Fun Home, the musical, not the book. I mean, in the book too, but in the musical, just, like, the way that they have their, like, first sexual encounter and then, like, changing my major right after it, I think is a really good depiction of, like, what it feels like to have sex with a woman for the first time. Mm-hmm. And, like, to be like, oh my god, this is what this is? Holy shit, I've been missing out, you know?
I love that answer.
Thank you. Alison Bechdel, if you're listening.
I like that scene.
Thank you.
It's a great scene.
I wrote it.
Am I falling into nothingness? Or flying into something so sublime? I don't know, but I'm changing my major to Joan. I thought all my life I'd be all alone, but that was before I was lying prone in this dorm room bed with Joan.
How long after you poop will you have sex?
I knew it.
I had a feeling that's what it was gonna
more.
Be.
Oh, do you Jesus. Have a waiting time? Is it something you even think about? And have you ever experienced a poop-related incident?
I can't wait. Your face is so great, and I feel like I know the question.
So for anal sex. What are the, like, health upkeeps you have to?
Okay, so I'll just do it.
She just sank into her chair.
Just, like, slowly swallowed by my turtleneck. Which is about gay men having sex. We're going to have to
cry out of you. Okay. I was really just going to ask who it's for.
It's for you, Robert.
Bring it on.
It's just, like, a conversation about pooping.
What do you do about poop? I need to know.
I just, like, how do you not?
Well...
Yes.
Loaded question. No pun intended. I never have to think about it because I'm never the one doing it.
Oh.
But I have definitely been with people where it's like, oh, we ate a little bit ago. And it's like, oh, well, like, we're going to have sex now. And it's like, we'll just wait here. And then they leave for like 20 minutes to go like take care of things and like clean up.
And you're back. And I'm just like, at this point, or you
no, I'll just
strong?
Be like laying in bed, like, oh, all right, like, let me ooh, check my nice. Emails and like try to stay turned on while like I know that they're like
job
getting
induces.
Rid of poo. And then they will come back, and then it's like, okay, well, now we have to wait because I just washed everything out, and the last thing I want to do is now like have sex.
Is there a way? So,
you have to like wait and then like reintroduce the idea of having sex, and it's a whole process.
I
have I ever had an incident? Me personally, no. But like, has it ever happened with me? Yes. Because it's something, it's an unavoidable thing, but it's just varying in situations. There are two different like kinds. Well, I guess there are three, but like there are two different kinds. One of them is like, so when you douche and you get rid of everything, there's still like, it's still where everything goes.
Yeah.
So sometimes like the lube can get a little off colored. And it's kind of gross, but you're kind of like, well, there's really nothing I can do about that.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets like this weird, like, manila color, which is a gross color.
Like vanilla wafers?
No, not vanilla.
Oh.
Like manila. Manila, like the envelope.
Got it. I got it now. It's like, that sounds tasty.
The other one is like when you're done and they like get off. Like, little, like, very wet, like, droplets, like, come out and land on you. And I would lay there, and you kind of just have to be very understanding because you just penetrated their butt. So, like...
I love it. It's, like,
you
an understanding,
like you
can't, contract.
You should be able to ask a lot for that, but, like, at the same time, shit happens. And you just... I would just literally lay there, and he would just be like, all right, and, like... take a like napkin and be like, all right, and then we would shower because that's what I like to do after sex anyway.
So is that something that like is a deal breaker for some people if that happens, or is it like generally an understanding throughout the gay community that it will happen?
It's something that's always in the back of everyone's head or in the back of their mind because everyone doesn't expect everyone to be porn star clean all the time. But like
great. And to go back
like
to our conversation of privilege, I never have to do that.
That's like when you're in a relationship, though. Like, when you're just hooking up with someone, I don't know, because I've never really hooked up with someone outside of some kind of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine what it's like to just be, like, out at a bar and then be like, oh, I'm gonna go hook up with this guy now. I hope everything's good.
Well, I guess you would know. I guess, like, there would be planning.
I guess.
Before you
I
go
mean,
out.
If I was a bottom and I was going out to, like, a gay bar, I would probably get ready before I left, just in case. But then, like...
I had no idea.
When I go out on first dates, I'm never like, well, let's go to, like, Five Guys. Like...
let's get burritos.
Let's go to Chipotle.
I have had poop incidents.
Yeah.
It is a weird thing. And it feels weird. Like, when there are, like, things going on in there, it is weird. Because it's, like, spiky and, like, gross.
Anyway. Spiky?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. You would not think of it. But it is spiky, and every gay guy out there knows what I'm talking about. It is spiky, and it is weird. And I don't like it. I don't like poop.
Right, no.
You heard it here
generally,
first.
I generally don't like poop.
This episode is just going to be called,
what do
we talk about poop?
Jay, what does the vagina taste like?
What? Oh, okay.
Can I tell you what my ninth grade boyfriend told me it tasted like? Because I think you'll love this.
Your ninth grade boyfriend?
Yeah.
Okay.
He didn't do it, but, like, he told me, like, it tasted like the nectar of the gods.